put it in the ground, seed in the ground and everything. And then he would stay there around the house till about the cotton plants and all come up. Then he would plant, make the first plowing. Then Archie did it from there on. And so, and then whenever crops came in and needed help, he'd come in and help. But that's pretty well the size of it. We just kept working at that. And I didn't particularly like farming. In later years, I went on to about 14, 15. I was helping a lot of other people do things on the farm. And I decided I wanted to go to this. There's not much to do around Roslyn now forever. But a man by the name of Talmadge of a family up there in Alpharetta, and so they did a lot of ginning the cotton and this and the other, but he also had sawmills and developed the lumber, you know. And I went to work for him, and shortly thereafter I went to driving a truck, which it might have been a mistake, but I don't know. I drove the truck from when I was about 16 on. And I come to Roswell about 39. And well, in the meantime, I went and worked a while with my dad down in the cotton mill. And worked in the weave room, filling batteries, as they called it, you know, going around putting the spindles in the battery, and the ladies come along and put them in there, and that started up, and then it started actually doing the weaving of the material. And then I wanted to try something else down there, so they let me go into the boiler room. They had a big boiler room down there. At that time, to me, 8 500 horsepower boilers was huge. And it was a pretty big cotton mill, an exposition cotton mill. And I went to work for them. And soon they turned that over to me. And I wore out with that. I wanted something else. I wanted to do something else. Move up a little bit, I guess. And wasn't much to move up to back those days either. I come back home, and then I went to work at this sawmill. First, I was dragging logs into the mill, and then the second, I worked at the mill a while. But it wasn't long till I wanted to drive a truck. They had a man that wasn't too dependable to be there driving the truck. And fortunately, I had with my uncles. They had driven trucks here in Alpharetta, and they hauled cotton into Atlanta to these different places down in mills and all. And I learned how to drive a truck when I was just a kid. In fact, I drove the truck when I sat between in their lap. Mm-hmm. And I got here and I decided I wanted to be and not get things too bad out of line here. I went back to the cotton mill.